Welcome to Hammer Down! Double Picks Friday. Here we go.
The unprecedented double picks off Friday. The top. I've got the magic in me.
Lions and Cowboys, 6.5. Me and Gump are not on nothing. Backroom is on.
Lions plus Cowboys. 7.5.
We've got a team ride.
Team ride.
On the Colts. Colts. Plus three.
Go Colts now. They better figure it out, plus I swear. Three.
Coach. I am on the Jaguars -3. I think this is a running game. I worry about the Giants' rush defense.
Last.
Jags -3 for me. Pal? Nothing.
No, thank you.
It's back room.
I'm going to take the 3 with the Giants, Tony. I suggested earlier this week that you take the money line because I still just like us to play them close, but I am worried, we basically – Wandell Robinson – great rookie, but he's our number one wide receiver right now. Jags, great rushing attack. I was surprised to see that Wink's lads were last against the rush.
Yeah.
Ravens D would get torched on the ground from time to time, too, when he was there.
Mm-hmm. Mitt, anything for you?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants plus the 3 here. I think the Jaguars are still one of the worst teams in football. I mean, the last 2 weeks, they've absolutely fucking sucked, and you got to profit off of them.
They almost beat the Colts. Browns are at the Ravens. Ravens are 6.5. I lean Ravens, but I can't pull the trigger on them.
I will lay the 6.5 with the Ravens, and I also will throw them in a money line parlay, Packers, Ravens, and the Raiders.
Okay. Any of the back room?
5-star Ravens for me. No J.K. Dobbins, no problem. I think they get out to a sizable lead, and then I don't think the Brissett can lead the comeback charge against the Ravens secondary.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. The Jacoby Brissett experience. Let's take it one more lap around. Let's bet against the Browns here. And also the Ravens still getting the -6.5. I'm going to keep taking it until they cover. They kind of owe me money right now.
Okay, Falcons are at the Bengals. I think the Falcons are going to be able to run. I think the Bengals are going to be able to pass. I will stay away.
6.5 until proven they cannot cover. I will be on the Atlanta Falcons.
I like it.
I'm not in the business, but I really like this game to go over total.
Yeah.
But I have no play on the side.
I like the over as well, but who am I to bet against the Falcons? I am a nobody. The Falcons have covered every single game this year. They are the ATS champions right now. I am riding with the Falcons.
Packers are at the Commanders. I think it's a good matchup for the Pack. I will lay the 4.5 with the Pack.
I will also lay the 4.5. 5-star.
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm scared of Taylor Heineke.
I don't feel good about it.
I live my life in fear of the kid who looked up to Brett Favre from Southern Mississippi.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I'm touching this game. Not a chance.
Okay, one that I'm definitely not touching. Bucks are 13-point favorites in Carolina.
Nope.
Oh, wait. No, I am touching that. I got it earlier in the week. Now, I got it under 41 earlier in the week. It's 38.5 now.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, jeez. Both of my unders that I gave earlier in the week are now at 38 points. Actually, one is down to 37.5. Under for this game.
Yeah, I'm out on this game.
Call me a sicko.
Yep, take it.
I luckily hadn't placed it yet before the McCaffrey news. Obviously, the line moved 3 points on that news. I think he's probably worth a 4th point. So I'm going to keep waiting and see if we do get the rare, elusive 14.5. But yeah, I mean, I think Steve Wilkes will have the boys fired up to prove that they belong.
He's betting his money on Steve Wilkes.
To prove that they belong. In the men's league.
Mitt?
I've lost enough money on the Carolina Panthers. I will stay away.
Okay. Texans are in Vegas. I like the matchup for Vegas coming off the bye. They're both coming off byes, but I'll actually lay the touchdown with the Vegas Raiders.
I will as well. I think the Raiders have had tough games to start. I think they'll get going here. This starts this Sunday.
Yeah, the Raiders have played some good ball. They've been in every game. They've found a way to lose almost every single one of them. But, I mean, hopefully a get-right spot here at home with Houston coming into town. The Fighting Davis Mills haven't been playing their best fucking ball this year.
Okay.
Minus seven Raiders for me.
Brucey?
I'm sitting it out.
Okay.
I worry.
You son of a bitch.
I worry, but the autumn wind was all right.
Broncos are 1-point favorites against the Jets. This has got major Giants-Jags feels as well to this one. I will not take a side, but I will take the under in this one as well.
I love Broncos money line.
Wow.
I think the Broncos defense scores one, maybe two touchdowns. Wide. Shuts down Zach Wilson in this offense. Russ doesn't make as many mistakes. Broncos win this thing.
Well, I am on the complete other side. Jets money line here. The Broncos fucking stink. Russ is going through some shoulder surgery, shoulder injury, sorry. And he also stinks. Their defense is overrated, and the Jets are going to win this game. They got the young boys.
So let's their go. Defense young is overrated?
League. That's You can't say that.
I'm being a hater now.
Their defense is the one thing they have.
Bruce, yeah, you take anything there?
No, I'm sitting this one out, but I mean, I'm probably going to bet on the Broncos.
Seahawks are at the Chargers. The line's 5. I'm not touching it.
I took it at 7+7. I don't love it as much as 5, but I would take it. Dogs covered 6 straight in meetings between these two boys.
Okay.
Kenneth Walker, arrival.
Ooh, big dub. I like it.
I'm going to go Seahawks money line.
Okay.
Keep the 5. Give
Bruce
it 10.
Is 12. Bruce is a goddamn 12.
Love it, Bruce.
Let's go.
I like it a lot.
Mitt?
Let's go. I'm staying away from this game.
Okay. Chiefs, Niners, feet up and watch game for me. I want to take the Niners, but I just can't find myself doing it yet.
Chiefs have covered 1 of 5. Home team in this matchup covered 5 straight. Niners covered 6 straight versus teams with a winning record. Covered 6 straight home games. Give me the Niners +3.
Ooh, back room.
This, to me, is too reminiscent of the Bills-Chiefs game last week, where the Chiefs are now the Bills. And I am going with the Chiefs on the money line. Okay. Really, really short, you know, that's all I got.
Okay, okay. Sound a little
bit more than that. You know. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, you know.
I mean, I took the Chiefs at -2.5 earlier this week. I don't know if the line moved at all.
Nope.
But I would still take them at the -2.5. I love the Chiefs. I don't know how many plays Christian McCaffrey's really going to get. Probably 2 inside zones, and then, like, playbook-wise, probably 2 inside zones and, like, couple fucking routes, like 4 routes, but I don't really know.
It could be 4 touchdowns.
Bosa and Trent Williams being back is the
huge.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Last game, Concussion Bowl, Steelers 7.5-point dogs in Miami.
This line is wild. I want nothing to do with this one.
Yeah, I'm obviously got nothing, but as someone who I felt terrible. I thought about last week. I think for some reason I feel 7.5 is too much, but I could be terrible.
Yeah, that line feels high.
Back room boys.
Yeah, I'm riding Mike Tomlin +7. I mean, that's a fucking just take it, run with it. Anytime I can get it, Mike Tomlin +7.
I'm going the other way. I am going to try to get a 6.5 down. I don't know what the juice is. Probably pretty spicy. But, I mean, you know, Tua before, obviously, the concussion, experience that he had.
Sure.
Was absolutely balling out. And
the concussion
Kenny,
experience, is that what we're saying?
And, I mean, Kenny, I know some of those interceptions weren't his fault, but I just have a feeling that in the primetime spot, he might throw a couple here.
Teron Armstead back this week for the Dolphins, too.
That's big.
Steelers got most of their – I believe they got most of their, if not all of their secondary back. At least
Ben's secondary is an issue.
At least we're getting healthier lineups than we would have if this game was played last week.
Yep.
Okay, that's it for NFL. I have Green Bay -4.5, Colts +3, Jags -3, Carolina and Tampa under, Jets and Denver under, and Raiders -7.
Moneyline parlay, Packers, Ravens, Raiders, Falcons +6.5, Broncos moneyline, Packers -4.5, Colts +2.5, Ravens -6.5, Raiders -7, Niners +3, Seahawks +7.
I am going Panthers +14 if I can get it. The Giants +3. The Colts +3. The Ravens -6.5. The Lions +7.5. And the Chiefs and the Seahawks money line as well. And I guess the Dolphins -6.5 if I live that long.
Mitt.
Let's go. I'm taking the Ravens -6.5. Dallas -6.5. The Giants +3. The Colts +2.5, Vegas -6 or -7, sorry. The Jets money line, the Chiefs -2.5, and the Steelers +7, Tony.
Okay. Let's go to college football. Anyone got anything tonight? I do.
Western Kentucky money line.
We will be going head to head. I am on you. A B. Anyone else?
Should I Iowa? Should I serve as a swing state?
Serve as the caucus.
All right, I'll go with the West Kentucky. I did not have a play.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Western Kentucky, let's fucking go.
Oh, fucking lone wolfing it. That's fine with me.
No, probably means go. It's the...
Yeah. It was a good chance for you, Avery.
Right.
tomorrow, noon o'clock.
There's another game tonight.
Fuck,
right?
Well, speak up, dude.
All right. Tulsa's headed to Temple. They're laying, I think, 13.5 now. I liked it a lot better at 12.5. But Tulsa going away from Temple tonight. I love them in this spot.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow. I'll start it off noon. I got 4 noon games. Under the 47.5 is what I got Rutgers and IU at. Bad offenses. Go ahead, pal.
Here we go. I'll stay on that game with you, Tony. Rutgers. Money line, baby.
any nooners back there, boys? I know, yeah. Bruce has got a short ticket this week. So
yeah, I do have a short ticket.
Any nooners?
I got two more. I got two more nooners. Two more nooners.
I got three more nooners. You got any nooners, Mitt?
Two more nooners.
Mitt, we haven't heard.
I got two.
Well, fucking speak up, boy.
We got Kansas University. They're +10 going into Baylor.
Beans.
I think that Kansas is going to be good. They're going to cover the 10. They're due for a fucking win.
That's the number.
Here's the thing. The closing line... Kansas actually pushed last week, so they haven't lost a game ATS this year. Wow, I will also take the 10 with the Jayhawks.
Yeah,
that's good CLV. That's good, fucking good CLV.
Yeah.
I'm on Houston -2.5 against Navy. Now this game's all who knows with this game, but Houston coming off a bye, so a little bit more time to prepare for that triple option. Yeah,
a little bit.
What else you got at noon, pal?
Taking Cincy money line.
Yeah, I got him at 2.5. I'll take Cincy.
Yeah,
minus
I'm playing the juice. Bearcats covered 4 of 5 against SMU. Mustangs haven't covered in 4. Haven't covered in 5 at home. Haven't covered in 4 conference games. Give me Cincy money line.
Mitt, what's your last nooner?
I'm taking the over of Ohio State and Iowa at 50.
Okay, Ohio State might get that on their own.
They fucking better.
I'm taking the under 49.5, or what did I get it at? I got it at 51 earlier in the week. Clemson and Cuse. I like the defenses in that game. Yeah, under 51 in that one.
We still on nooners? Are we making our way up?
You got any noons left?
We're making our way uptown.
No.
I got a 2 o'clocker. I'm on Eastern Michigan plus the 3 versus Ball State. A little maction for me going...
I got a noon 30 here.
Okay.
Noon 30. Duke plus 9.5 at Miami.
Why not?
Wow.
The not? U has not covered in 5. Road team in this matchup has covered 4 of 5. We ride again, Blue Devils.
Duke and Kansas feels pretty fucking similar, don't they?
Yeah. We're not in Kansas
One's
anymore.
One's got to win. I'll take a split.
Blind bet against Miami here. Blind betting against the Hurricanes the rest of the year. Let's go.
Backyard, anybody else before 3:30?
Nope. Holding my water on Saturday
3:30,
morning.
I know this bet's going to lose, but I have to do it.
Do it.
I'm on Ole Miss plus 1.5 against LSU.
Yeah, how is that going to lose? I don't know, but it probably
that will. One's a guaranteed loser, but I'm on it.
I am with you, Tony. They're 2-0 ATS on the road this year. Only one issue here. They have played
nobody.
Terrible at LSU for years.
And the only game that they played anyone any good, they probably should have lost to Kentucky.
Yeah, I'll take the 1.5 with you. I still think LSU ain't that great.
Yeah.
I will probably take LSU.
Yeah, that's the rules.
The rules.
You get a top 10 team versus unranked team, and the top 10 team's a dog. The rules say take LSU.
It feels like it has literally never lost.
Call me crazy. I'm laying the 6.5 with Texas against OK State.
I don't hate it.
I'm calling you crazy. I went with the rules over the guy. Oak State plus 7.5. I just was looking at it, and the probability of being a one-score game where Quinn Ewers is either a hero or throws like an interception at the end.
Sure.
Yeah, give me Oak State plus 7.5.
Okay.
Minus 150. I laid pretty juicy.
I'm taking Purdue plus 2.5.
I mean, you look at the teams, and that's the side you would think, right?
I ended up deciding against it. It's just so much on Aiden O'Connell that I can't.
I appreciate you fucking talking it up to me all week and then bailing at that point, Bruce.
Hey, we had one conversation.
One 45-minute conversation where all you talked about was Purdue.
What happened, Bruce?
It's too
scared?
Obvious.
He's definitely
it's too obvious.
He's scared. He's scared of the slate this weekend.
Nah. Oh yeah, nah,
we love Aiden O'Connell, Charlie Jones, and the fucking Purdue boys.
I did all right last Payne weekend.
Durham, the fucking tight
end. The weekend before, you should have been shy last weekend. Not this weekend.
Matt, you're on Purdue.
Yeah, I'm on shy. Purdue. Fucking money line. Let's go, Aiden O'Connell.
Game day. I'm on UCLA plus the 6.5. I just think it's too many. It's just too many points for me.
I woke up this morning and saw Oregon was minus 5.5. Thank you very much. UCLA does not win in Oregon. I don't think they cover.
Okay.
I'm leaning that way too, Gumpy, but I'm not on it. My main play
is fucking good.
It's going to be about probably a 20 star is what it'll end up being, but West Virginia plus the 7.
Oh, this guy bet one fucking game.
20 mile per hour wins.
Guy sleeps with his JT Daniels.
Yeah. By the way, Bruce brings up a good point. Look at the Midwestern, Southern Texas games or whatever. Tons of wind this weekend.
Windy. And how about it being super windy in Lubbock, Texas, and then them just having a team that can only pass?
I love that move.
That's a ridiculous way to like build up the infrastructure.
I agree with you.
Yeah, West Virginia's going to run all over.
Money line or the points?
I'm taking the points as the the quintessential, but I will have a money line sprinkle as well. I do believe that they will win outright.
Respect.
There was a tweet about the wind in college this weekend, and I can't find it. I should have saved that for the program.
There's going to be some like 95-yard interceptions going across the lazy Saturday.
Games with wind this weekend. K-State, TCU, Texas, OK State. West Virginia, Texas Tech, Cincy, SMU, Kansas, Baylor. So basically any game that's being played in Texas.
Windy.
Now, I believe that would favor K-State over TCU. I think that would favor Texas and Bijan over OK State.
Now we're thinking, Tony.
I feel like that would favor West Virginia since Texas Tech does throw it more than anybody in the country. That would favor Cincy over SMU because SMU fucking throws it around and Baylor runs a little bit more than Kansas, or Kansas-Baylor, maybe it's a toss-up. Okay.
The boots on the ground wind parlay.
That's your wind parlay of the weekend. Where were we at? 3:30s. I'm out of 3:30s. Anyone else got any 3:30s left?
Let me check. No, I got nothing till 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Speaking of, I had this under before the wind report came out. Southern Miss and Texas State under 43.5.
Yeah, and underfunded probably.
Under what?
Underfunded probably.
Yeah, probably. That's a 5 o'clocker. And then my last one of the day is actually Boise plus the 3.5 versus Air Force at 7.
You guys really do fade the service academies, huh?
No. I'm
don't fucking start wow. this shit.
I mean, this week, fuck off,
this
Bruce.
Fucking God.
This week, maybe, but I am.
What happens when you fucking make more than one pick?
I've been pushing Air Force all year.
My one pick will, you know.
Never forget Purdue, Wisconsin. Fucking.
It'll hurt. All right, you want me to bet on Purdue?
No, it's you want too me to late.
Bet
on Purdue?
No, I bet don't on want you on Wisconsin.
You're dead.
Good luck to Aiden O'Connell. I hope he gets the job done for my friends.
Yeah.
Although Pitt usually travels well to Louisville, I'm taking Louisville money line with Malik Cunningham back.
Yeah, big back. Slovis also has just been playing.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Oh, he's not dead?
Yeah, nope. I did. He's there. I did the research.
Pitt's running back ran for 306 touchdowns last game, so. Just I just wanted to throw that out there because I saw that this week and I was like, that's insane.
Malik Cunningham is back. It's homecoming. They're rocking their red unis. Let's fucking go. Louisville minus 2.5.
It is homecoming for Oklahoma State as well with that
Texas.
Okay.
I don't think that really means much anymore.
I'm coming.
Anybody have any other picks left?
Yeah. My last one and an absolute fade the public play. 67% of the bets, 88% of the money is on K-State.
Oh, no.
Give me TCU at home on the money line. 12% of the money make it 13, brother.
Hell yeah. Mitt, I heard you have one more.
Yeah, we're taking Bama minus the 21. I know it's fucking huge, but... Oh. I'm going to bet the game. We're going to watch the game. So you might as well just fucking enjoy it. Let's go, Bama.
Are we putting 10 units on Miss State for the program tomorrow? Or
I don't know. Nick Saban's going to have that defense so fired up.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll tweet one out right before that game just so you know.
That's fair play. Like when we put on our seatbelts and strap it in, we'll let you know.
Okay, so tonight... I have
tonight.
I'm on UAB. Tonight I'm on UAB.
Steelers in the bathroom, getting higher than the Empire.
Tomorrow, Rutgers, Indy under, Houston minus 2.5, Syracuse, Clemson under, Cincy minus 2.5, Eastern Michigan plus the 3.5, Ole Miss plus 1.5, Texas minus 6.5, UCLA plus 6.5, under in Texas State, USM, and Boise plus 3.5.
Kansas plus 9.5, Rutgers money line, Cincy money line, Duke plus 9.5, Ole Miss plus 1.5, Purdue plus 2.5, Oregon minus 5.5, Louisville money line, TCU money line.
Tonight, I have Tulsa laying. I actually laid 9.5 minus 150, but I like it up to 12.5. Tomorrow, I like Oak State plus the 7.5, and then West Virginia. All the chips are in the middle of the table, and it is my apps. I would venture to call it. You know,
if I don't hit this, I can't bet the rest of the year. Play of the day.
Yeah, I'll throw a college football betting retirement on it.
Totally fair. I'm taking KU plus the 10, the over of 50, Iowa at Ohio State, UCLA plus the 6.5. We got Purdue money line. We got Bama minus 21. And then we got Louisville minus 2.5.
Hell yeah.
Ball tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, we got ball tonight.
I got no play in Dads and Phillies. Musgrove, Suarez, I kind of like them both. I'm staying away.
Love the dads. First spot money line. Musgrove is a no.
The Padres are something like 18-4 with one day's rest this season. I love them tonight as well with the pitching edge. They also overcame a 4+ run deficit last time out, and they are 4-0 in their last four after
and
their
comeback win. If they win tonight, Phillies are in a
Yep.
They gotta go throw Syndergaard game four, I believe.
Yep. And Citizens Bank probably, is like yeah. a could get very like sad and boo and hostile sure. so fast.
Sad and boo could be the same in New York tomorrow.
Oh yeah, no, it is birds. it's those are two birds of a feather in terms of baseball. baseball fandom.
All right, let's roll through
hockey. Yankees are winning also.
Okay, let's roll through hockey. Picks Friday. So we'll just roll through the picks if Raldzi or Gumpy or anybody has them. Anything that you like tonight?
Oh, after last night, Tony?
Yes.
Not good.
Okay.
Tony, do you know what a blood eagle is?
Sounds that bad.
It's when they cut your back open. Break all your ribs from your spine and pull your lungs out and hang them above your head in the shape of an eagle. It's what the Vikings used to do to their enemies. Awesome. And that's what happened to me last night.
Okay, so tonight?
Tonight, Tampa Bay goes to Florida. Tampa Bay has not looked good to start off the year. Florida has looked better. I still don't have it in me, I don't think, to pull the trigger on this, Gumpy. Do you feel one way or the other on this?
Did the coin lose last night, too?
The coin did lose.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Sadly, I died on the sword.
Bruce doubled down on the coin.
Bruce live bet the coin.
I died on the sword.
The minute he sent out that he was live betting the coin, the Oilers scored.
Yep.
And then scored again.
Yep.
And then scored again.
Yep. Well, the Hurricane scored once in there, too.
To make it a little exciting. Canes did get to within one for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. It was 5-4. I was like, oh, there's no chance.
So are you staying away from Lightning Panthers?
Yeah, I don't. I like both these teams, dude. I don't want anything to do with this.
I'm gonna use some discipline. I'm gonna stay away.
Okay.
Let's see how tonight goes.
How about?
Because Tampa's traditionally owned them, but Tampa's playing very poorly right now.
How about a poop bowl? Wings against Blackhawks.
Give me the Wings. Give me the Wings on the road going to
little left. Hey, the Sun God's back too, by the way.
Yep. Swift.
I did not see about Swifty, but I know the Sun God's back.
Here's my bet. Is this on?
Can be.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Dak Prescott, 200 yards, Dak Prescott. 3 touchdowns. I don't know what the odds are going to be, but I guarantee he does both.
Okay. Thank you, Foxy.
I'm also on the shit wings tonight.
Wow.
The wings. Why is he shaking like that?
Because he's nervous, because he knows. We both got fucking filleted last night.
I went fucking 3-0 and lost my shirt on the fucking fifth night on the ice of the goddamn season.
That'll happen. Hey, that'll happen. All right, so tonight, only hockey bets are on the Wings.
And then the late game, Seattle
heads
to Colorado. I'm on the Avs. Give me the Avs.
60?
No.
Laying the $2.
$2. I'm considering. I've been considering all day taking the puck line.
Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Did you? Who hurt me? No, did y'all see any of the scores last night?
Putting a Big Mac on it. Jeez Louise,
Thank God there's only 3 fucking games. Right,
yeah, give me Avs puck line. It's even money, 1.5. So, Wings money line and Avs puck line. That's all for me.
I will take the Panthers. Someone's got to do it.
The who?
Don't get me started Panthers. With your fucking locks of the night. What are these games you're picking?
2-2. 2-2.
2-2. After a 2-0 start.
The Islanders didn't even show up last night. They didn't even bother playing the game.
That was rough.
They didn't even get off the bus, dude.
All right. Does anybody, thank you, Nick. Does anybody have any NBA tonight?
Yep.
as do I. I got one play and a tip.
All right, let's do your one play.
My
Let's
one,
check the association.
My one play tonight is the Pelicans laying 6.5 at Charlotte. No LaMelo Ball. They do not have enough firepower to keep pace. I love the Pelicans in this spot. Zion.
All right, Mitt, roll through yours.
All right, this is a huge fade the public slate for me. All of these bets, the public was on the other side of. So Charlotte plus the 6.5, New Orleans coming into town, going against Bruce there. Okay. We got the Washington Wizards, or Washington DC Wizards going, against Chicago. We got them on the money line. Then we got Denver plus the 6 going into Golden State. This is a hard fucking game. But
yeah, they just lost to the Jazz.
Down to 4.5.
Yeah, I mean.
Down to 4.5?
Yeah.
Okay,
who's out for Golden State?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to fucking flip and middle this thing and take Golden State at 4.5, but I, damn.
What is your pick, Mitt?
The Nuggets.
It was great. Take the Nuggets. Now it's not.
It's Picks Friday.
A point. It might be a tough middle.
It's Picks Friday. What are your picks, dude?
It's Denver plus 6, but now it's kind of not. And then max play here. Max play, Brooklyn minus 2.5. Toronto fucking stinks, dude.
They don't stink.
I know, but Brooklyn has to fucking win this game.
Can't just say things like that.
They're a good basketball team.
Broncos defense stinks.
They just beat the Cavs?
They did just beat the Cavs. Fucking bullshit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Footy.
Homer pick, Celtics okay. money line at Miami, please and thank you.
Good luck. I got one little tip here.
Okay.
Carl Anthony Towns, under 8.5 rebounds. Last year he was averaging 10 boards a game, so his rebound line is pretty high. But with Rudy Gobert kind of soaking it all up, I'm going to be on Cat unders for the foreseeable.
Okay.
It's a good tip, Bruce.
Footy, what do you got?
Footy, here we go. A lot of money lines tomorrow, which I don't love. I'll just run through it.
What league?
Oh, you want the league too?
Just one.
Serie A, Inter Milan money line versus Fiorentina.
Uh-huh.
Bundesliga. Money line versus Bremen.
Okay.
Bit of a flyer. Frankfurt double chance at Gladbach. Lyon money line at Montpellier, Lens double chance at Marseille, La Liga, Real Sociedad money line at Rayo Vallecano, Valencia money line versus Mallorca. Sunday, I expect Tottenham to bounce back, although Newcastle's been playing well. I'll take Tottenham money line at home. Leicester seems to have figured it out, double chance versus Wolves. La Liga, Atletico Madrid, draw no bet at Real Betis. Osasuna, draw no bet at Verona. Serie A, Udinese, money line at plus money versus Torino. Napoli, draw no bet at Roma. That should be a really good game. Bundesliga, Union Berlin is still in first, still a wagon.
Hell yeah.
Money line at Bochum. And then Liga, give me Rennes, money line at Angers.
2.5 hours.
Clermont. Draw no bet versus Brest.
What about Montpellier?
Who is near the top of the table, draw no bet at Troyes.
Okay. Thank you, Gumpy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to everybody. Sorry for the mishap on take one today. Take two, hopefully it was great. Hopefully we gave out a bunch of winners.
We did.
Yeah, except for you.
Got him.
I Texas Tech, West Virginia is now appointment viewing for me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's going to get the big screen.
All right. Man. We'll be back.
Appointment viewing for you. We're going pink slips over here.
We'll be back Monday to react to it all. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.